are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs and the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Kins 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hey, TGIF, hope you have a great weekend ahead for you. You know, DeJounte Murray definitely got the fan base riled up, so you'll definitely have a lot to talk about. Did you see what he tweeted then deleted? A photoshopped image of Zach LaVine in a Spurs uniform. We're going to be discussing that tweet that set the Spurs fan base on fire and then discuss LaVine as a possible free agent target for the Spurs. And then I get to some draft talk with our guests. And yes, could you believe it? Banchero, a guy that likely be a top three pick, says that he would like to play with the Spurs and DeJounte Murray. We're going to get into all of that and more. I am bringing back my guy. He is with San Antonio Sports Star. He is Jack Thompson, co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover. Jack, you're coming on a great episode, man. There's a lot to talk about.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very excited. Very excited to get into it.
What did you think about that that photoshopped image of LaVine in a Spurs uniform DeJounte put out there? A lot of Spurs fans are saying that's tampering. That's not tampering, right?
I don't know the exact definition of tampering, but I'm pretty sure DeJounte's not allowed to post something like that.
Well, he definitely did, and you would think that kids nowadays, like his age, would understand like anything they put out there is going to stay out there. You know, no matter how many times he's deleted it. You know, well, he deleted it, but you know, a lot of Spurs fans got a screen grab of it, and still out there, man. But yeah, make sure to follow Jack on Twitter. Jack, give out your Twitter handle for those who want to follow you.
Jack_Thompson33 on Twitter if you want to give me a follow. Talk some hoops.
And with the offseason here and the draft looming, you really want to follow Jack. He is he knows his stuff when it comes to college prospects and the NBA draft. We're going to get into that shortly. But yeah, let's dive into it. It was the tweeted image of Zach LaVine in a Spurs uniform that got the Spurs world on fire. Let's dive into that. You know, obviously, you know, he wouldn't mind seeing his Seattle native fellow guy, Hooper, there playing in San Antonio. Okay, with that aside, that was obvious. You know, they're boys. They play in the All-Star game together. We get that. But let's talk nuts and bolts now, Jack.
Yeah.
Start off a general question here, Jack. Should LaVine be a free agent target for the Spurs, knowing that they have a boatload of money to throw at players?
Absolutely, he should. Yeah, definitely. We're looking for a bona fide all-stars to add to this team, and it's a pretty weak offseason in terms of free agency. So, yeah, I would definitely be chasing Zach LaVine.
Well, I mean, you look at the Spurs roster, and if you're looking on need and maybe needs that can be addressed in free agency, he's not a need the Spurs need to fill. Everybody knows that it is the bigs. It is a stretch five, stretch four, a legit power forward. Do you think they would be going off course if they go after a LaVine?
No, I don't really think they'd be going off course, because we saw when it comes to the playoffs, you need guys that you can hand the ball off to that can go and get a bucket. And our young guns struggled mightily in that play-in setting. So not even as intense as the playoffs would be. So it's good. I mean, as much as we want that stretch big, that five or four, that athletic big, there's really only one of those in the free agent market this year, and that's DeAndre Ayton, and he's sitting on a team that's looking to go, they have championship aspirations or bust. So I can't imagine that, unless something happens drastically to that team, that we really have a big shot at DeAndre Ayton.
You're looking at some of the numbers that Zach LaVine put up last season, nearly 25 points per game, 24.4 to be exact. Didn't play a full slate of games, just a little over 60 games. And this offseason, he is set for left knee surgery. Does that worry you if you're pro Spurs Chase LaVine?
You know, only four players in the league played every game this past year, I would bet DeJounte played something like, what, 70, maybe like 70 at the highest, probably even a little lower. So he probably, DeJounte probably played around the same amount of games as Zach LaVine. So him only playing 60-something games doesn't really bother me, because that's about as much as you're going to get out of your stars. Because, you know, we're in that now rest mode kind of league that we'll rest our stars like every couple games or whatever. But the surgery, I didn't know that. I don't know the extension of the surgery, how long he'll be sidelined, or if it's going to really affect him at all, if it's just something minor. But still, we've seen that to be successful in the postseason, you need like big time players. You need all stars. You need guys that can go get buckets. And when in the playoffs, the defensive rotations are completely different and everything gets shut off. All your strengths are going to be negated by the opponent's game plan. So you have to have guys that can adjust on the fly and just know the game and can go score without really having, you know, sets drawn up for them. They can score in the isolation, stuff like that. That's kind of what you need to do in the playoffs. So we need to add guys like that to the Spurs. And while we do have kind of a crowded guard room, adding a bona fide all-star, a 20-plus point kind of guy a night to the team would pay huge dividends.
You know, Jack, I love you. You're my guy. Always support you at the star, man. But I have to disagree with you. I don't think this person chased LaVine. I just don't. I think their attention needs to be on those fours and fives, man. I really think so. If you're going to spend money, I mean, go all out. Try for Ayton. I know it's a long shot, but you do it. Or, you know, there's Miles Turner as well.
I'm not saying that we just throw all our money at LaVine. Of course, I'm chasing Miles Turner and DeAndre Ayton too. But we saw the Pacers trade Sabonis, who we thought was their foundational piece. So obviously they like Miles Turner a lot and what he brings to the table. They're not just gonna, you know, get rid of that guy for nothing. They're gonna be chasing him too. And Ayton, I mean, if he goes and wins a championship,
what's the likelihood that he's
gonna want to jump ship? But we go to LaVine, who just was on a team that had, you know, pretty deep playoff aspirations. And they got bounced in the first round.
Yeah. So
the likelihood of getting a LaVine over those other guys seems a little more likely to me. But, of course, you're chasing the big, too. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, look, you're way better than this when it comes to, like, the cap stuff. But I believe the Spurs only have enough for, like, one max deal. I think even though they have a boatload of money, I think it's something like that. But yet, you know, the leftovers is still enough to really woo somebody to come in. For me, why I say, you know, Spurs should, you know, not chase LaVine is durability. 67 games this past season, 58 in the 2021 season. Now, granted, he is a back-to-back all-star. I give him that. But, you know, it's a three-point league nowadays. He shot 42% last season. He dropped to 38% this season. Dropped in the numbers and production, but I get it, you know, because there's a guy named DeMar DeRozan there. You know, your touches are going to go down.
And Lonzo Ball was the best shooter in the league while he was healthy. So
So I understand all that, but you know, it's just I'm like right there. It's like I lean towards don't chase him. But if the Spurs do, I get it. You know, another all-star to pair with Murray. There is that Seattle connection. Murray's going to love it. You know, love that.
They're both New Balance boys.
They're both New Balance boys. That's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. LaVine is now a team New Balance. So, yeah, it's.
And they're both signed under Rich Paul.
And they're both on the same. Oh, they're both team clutch?
Yep.
Oh, so they're both team clutch. So. And you know those clutch boys, they love to stick together. And you add the fact that Seattle and the all they were the same with Team Durant and the All-Star team. So yeah, I mean, you get it.
There's a lot to grasp there for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot to grasp there. But at the end of the day, as much as a talent as LaVine is, I'm saying no, man. I'm saying no, because then what's gonna happen to your lineup with your current roster? I mean, he plays the same position as Lonnie. You know, I know Lonnie's up in the air right now. We don't know if he's gonna stay or go. You know, does that impact Devin Vassell? What about Keldon Johnson? What about that ripple effect on the current roster, Jack?
See, that would be interesting, but I mean, that's just what you got to deal with in the league. You got to go pick out the best guys to fill out your roster and then deal with the consequences of shuffling your lineup later. But if we're getting LaVine, then I want something else major to happen in the draft, which kind of segues us into the next segment in getting Banchero.
Yeah.
And reuniting all three Seattle boys together.
Man, what's in the water in Seattle, man? They're just producing talent lately.
Yeah, Murray. They produce a lot of hoopers up there out of Seattle. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, Jack, if you're GM, if you're Brian Wright for a day, you're chasing LaVine, huh?
Yeah, I'm chasing all three of the guys that you mentioned, and I'm ecstatic if you land a single one of them. But I think a combo of LaVine and DeJounte in the backcourt would be pretty dang intense, pretty hard to stop.
I know. I guess a domino to be on the lookout for is Lonnie Walker's situation. You know, if you're starting to hear rumblings of him leaning towards leaving San Antonio, or another team offers him something, Spurs don't want to throw anything at him. Yeah, then LaVine kind of makes sense. But do you think LaVine would want to leave Chicago, a team that is, I mean, for all intents and purposes, a playoff team, to a rebuilding team?
You know, I'm not really sure about Zach LaVine's mindset in that aspect, but I mean, they only won one more playoff game than the Spurs did. So you say playoff team, but
I mean, yeah. We're just to be technical about it. They were a playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, they really only won one more game in the playoffs than the Spurs did. So they're not that far ahead. And I think, of course, they were missing some key pieces, but that team, the way that it's constructed, is legitimately all offense. If they don't have Caruso on the court to kind of bolster that defensive energy, that team is eminently beatable, and they still have a long way to go too. Especially, I mean, they're in the East, and now the East seems to be more stacked than the West. So he's got Giannis to deal with for the next, I don't know how long Giannis is going to play. It's probably forever with the way his body's built, but I don't know if he's a team hopper like that, or if he's really loyal to, you know, Chicago and what they've done for him. But he's been in Chicago for a while now, and he hasn't, you know, he hasn't gone anywhere with it. So maybe he's looking for a new opportunity.
I look at LaVine, and I think on the defensive end, he's not the greatest, you know, doesn't even average a steal a game, you know, and there's that. Again, he is an unrestricted free agent. So it was interesting to see what his future is going to be. He just signed it. Well, he just finished, if you will, a 4-year, $78 million deal. Average salary about 19.5 per season. What is GM Jack Thompson offering Zach LaVine?
I'll probably offer him at first probably like 22 to 23 a season. He'll probably want like 25.
Yeah,
I would imagine. And then, you know, you probably give it to him.
And that's where DeJounte comes in and tries to smooth things over, right? Like, come on, Zach. Well, what's a couple million here? You know, you got to pump and pay, so you're good. But he it's gonna be interesting to see what the Spurs do with all that money they have. You know, it's interesting because of the cap space they have, the picks they have. You know, they can definitely be major players this offseason. But if it's up to DeJounte Murray, he definitely wants them to chase Zach LaVine, his boy from Seattle, even though he deleted the tweet. Come on, Murray, you got to know stuff like you shouldn't be doing stuff like that. And then delete it and acting like it's never going to resurface. It's out there, and it's out there big time. We're talking with Jack Thompson right here. He's with San Antonio Sports Star, co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover. And he's going to tell you all about the show in just a few minutes. But I want to talk to you about Built Bar. Look, Built Bar, summer is coming, and you're going to need to get some food on the go, and you don't want to get some food that's going to add some pounds to you. You want to be looking slim, fit, muscular, you know, like Jack Thompson is. So you want to take the perfect snack of you on your vacation, or you're going to the beach, throw them in your bag. We're talking about Built Bars. They can fuel your summer adventure. The best thing about Built Bars, they're healthy and delicious. No more sacrificing delicious food for health. With Built Bar, you can have both. It's easy. All you got to do is go to Built.com and order now. All Built Bars and Puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means with Built Bar, you can get healthy snacks in you and actually enjoy doing it. Have you tried the Built Puff yet? We're going crazy for the Puffs. Yes, they're basically protein-infused marshmallowy Puffs. And they got the churro flavor. They got banana cream pie. And they're only 140 calories. Sign me up. Built Bar, make sure that there is something for everyone. My favorite, it still is the cricket flavor. I know, but a close second is just their basic peanut butter bar. I just love that. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar. Only got 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, dozens of net carbs. You don't want that in you. Go to Built.com. Get all your favorites. Banana cream pie is mentioned. Raspberry, double chocolate, so many more. They're all delicious. New flavors are coming out all the time. Check them out at Built.com. Go to Built.com right now. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. Back with Jack Thompson right here on this episode of Lockdown Spurs. We just wrapped up talking about why the Spurs or should not chase Zach LaVine. Jack is all about it. He says you go for it. I'm on the fence. What do you think? Let me know on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone and Jack on Twitter at Jack Thompson underscore 33. Is that right? Or is it 33 underscore? Always get those.
It's Jack underscore Thompson.
Thompson 33. Yeah. So make sure to follow him on Twitter right now and give him your thoughts. Explain to him why he's wrong. The Spurs should not be chasing LaVine.
I'm right. Especially when you hear my next part of this and why we should get Zach LaVine.
All right. That's why he's so eager to transition to our second segment. I get you. I see. You should have sent me a chat on the back end here, this restream thing, to let me know, like, Jeff, I want to go to my next point. All right. Well, let's talk about that. You know, one thing I like about having Jack on Lockdown Spurs is his knowledge of the college basketball scene. You know, the Spurs 3 draft picks. You know, Jack follows college ball, you know, faithfully. He knows his stuff. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get at. But there was a tweet that I dug up. You can look at that on kins5.com/spurs from Paolo Banchero. Back in June 2021, he was asked, hey, when you make the leap to the NBA, who would you love to team up with? You know, it's obvious why. He mentioned DeJounte Murray. He loved to put on that Spurs uniform. And yes, there is that Seattle connection. Now, the Spurs, they're not projected to land in the top 5. They're going to be just right outside that. But what is going on with the draft, Jack? What are your thoughts? Could the Spurs land Banchero, maybe moving up? Yeah, you know, what is the latest and greatest? What should Spurs fans be looking out for as the draft is looming?
I mean, we have a small percentage of jumping into that top 4, but it's hard to rely on that. So if you don't, I would definitely be looking to package some picks and probably a player to try and get up into that top 4 and try and go get Paolo Banchero or maybe Jabari Smith. I'm not as high on Chet Holmgren as I am on those two. So I would definitely, if I was the Spurs front office, I'd be doing all I can to secure Zach LaVine and move up and take one of those two guys. And then after that, our roster is completely revamped. We've got 2 all-stars. We've got a budding guy who looks like he could be, you know, all NBA, all-star type in a couple years. Then we'll have our big 3. And we have key role players already on the roster that can come in, fill in, be glue guys, be defenders, be three-point shooters, stuff like that. So if we could get Zach LaVine, and it would probably cost, you know, a Devin or a Keldon to move up into that top 3 along with some picks. I'm doing that. Completely revamping it.
So going all in. So you're Jack Thompson, GM for the Spurs, wants to move up in that draft. Because right now, in the tankathon, they're projected to land at number 8. They got like, that's their highest percentage pick. Yeah. 8. I know we're kind of focusing on the Spurs moving up, but can the Spurs do some damage with number 8? Can you get themselves a good player at that spot?
Yeah, okay. there are certainly players that will be around at number 8. Johnny Davis, Jalen Duren, Benedict Mathurin, you know, Jeremy Sochan, players like that, that, you know, they'll definitely be there at 8, but the, you know, ceiling on those guys is a lot lower than, you know, the Jabari Smiths or, you know, Paolo Banchero. Those guys look like future all-NBA, all-star types. Well, those other guys just look like, you know, really good players. Maybe they'll make an all-star game, but they don't look like consensus all-stars year in and year out like those other two do.
Well, I got to ask you this because it's on my checklist of questions to ask you in this segment, but so I'll just jump to it right now. Do you think the Spurs will keep all 3 picks?
Part of me says no, because, you know, we've never picked that many times in the first round. We have a super young team already, so bringing in more youth just doesn't seem like the way to, you know, pole vault ourselves into the next step like we're looking to. Mm-hmm. But, of course, you know, I think we could also. I mean, that's a great way to hit a home run. The more swings at the plate you get, easier to hit a home run and find a, you know, a guy that can come in immediately and make a big impact, and maybe a guy that it takes a year or two, but he can come around and then he can make an impact too. So it's kind of a win-win situation. I think, you know, trading up will speed up the process of, you know, taking that next step as a team and making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But you can still really bolster your offense and fill multiple holes and needs through drafting all 3 players. So kind of a double-edged sword there, kind of a win-win.
I look at the Spurs situation in the draft and I think, look, it's all good. You know, if you keep all 3 picks, okay, great, go for it. You want to move up, go for it. But in my opinion, I think they really need to be aggressive to move up. I do agree with you on that point. I think they got to try to land in that top 5. To really get themselves a solid player that can help now. Would you be disappointed though if they don't move up?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily be disappointed, because it's going to be very hard to move up in this draft. I mean, I'm sure the asking prices are pretty high. But that means if we don't move up, then we have to kill it in free agency. Because adding 3 rookies to the team really isn't going to change a whole lot. Like this year, and it eventually, you know, year by year, it'll pay more dividends. But this upcoming season, in which we're trying to go from play in to playoffs, I'm not sure adding 3 rookies is really gonna set us apart like that. But then, of course, you look at New Orleans, and they've been playing 3 rookies serious minutes all year, and Jose Alvarado, Trey Murphy, and Herb Jones. So if you pick the right guys and you give them the trust that, you know, Willie Green did to those 3 guys, then, you know, maybe it does pay the right dividends and they can pole vault us to the next level. But I feel like the chances of that are a lot more slim than, you know, killing it in free agency.
All right. So the Spurs, you know, are projected to land about number 8. All right.
Yeah.
You mentioned some names right now. Of those names you mentioned, who is number 1 on your draft board for that, for the Spurs at 8?
Well, if you're picking that high in the draft, I always go best player available. You're looking for the lottery ticket. And for me, of the guys who are sitting there around there at 8, I really liked Benedict Mathurin. He's a shooting guard, small forward out of Arizona, 6'6", 6'7", chiseled from granite like Keldon, super strong, super bouncy. But he has really good range past the 3-point line already in his career right now. So he's someone that I, you know, player comp to Donovan Mitchell. He's bigger than Donovan in terms of his physical size. Maybe not quite as skilled as Donovan is, but he's a tough shot maker. He's a scorer. He likes to play defense. So top of my list would be Benedict Mathurin.
I think the Spurs are going to be okay no matter what happens. You know,
you know,
trade up, you know, make free agent waves. But I guess this is what goes back to your previous point when we're talking about LaVine. You know, you think that chase just depends on who they pick in the draft for LaVine or who they chase overall, whether it be Ayton or Miles Turner or LaVine. Like, is that the first domino that has to fall for Jack Thompson? You know, let's see what we draft first, then we chase.
No, I think either way, I'm chasing all three of those guys, whether I draft a big first or whether I draft, you know, Benedict Mathurin, who's a shooting guard like Zach LaVine is. Mm-hmm. Either way, I think I'm chasing all three of those players. It doesn't matter. You can never have, you know, too much help on any specific position. And, of course, we're talking about rookies here, so – mm-hmm. It's not like they're going to come in and dominate the way that any of those other three guys could because they've been in the league already. So it doesn't really matter to me what position we pick there. I'm still chasing all three of those guys.
Yeah.
In terms of Zach LaVine, Miles Turner, and DeAndre Ayton, and John Collins too, because it seems like he's pretty imminently gettable from the Atlanta Hawks.
Is there like a wild card player you have on your draft board that, you know what, that the Spurs could do a sneaky move and grab? We saw that last season with Primo, you know, out of nowhere, you know, Primo number 12, you know, whoa, where did that come from? Is there a player that you can guess, project who that could be for San Antonio?
Man, well, nothing really like Primo. I mean, that was so out of left field, getting a guy that young that, you know, you could have got probably later in the draft. But I don't have anyone like that. A sneaky pick, though, that I think that would really help the Spurs out is Baylor, you know, combo forward, Jeremy Sochan. He's a 6'9", kind of Swiss Army knife type player. He does everything. He can shoot the ball. He can handle. He made strides as a facilitator. He's 6'9", so he can guard multiple positions. Mm-hmm. I think adding a guy like that to our roster that can, you know, play the four, can shoot it, can guard 3, 4, 5, can run a small ball 5, like a guy like that can do multiple things for you right away would be a sneaky pick that I think would fill a lot of holes with just one guy for the Spurs.
And the Spurs fans are hoping that the Banchero to San Antonio dreams come true. Spurs, technically, they got a 20% chance at winning it all. So it's not bad. You know,
no, yeah.
Terrible. Yeah, it's doable.
There's a shot. Yeah, there's definitely a shot.
Yeah, it's definitely a shot for them to win it all, you know, coming a few weeks when they draft when those ping pong balls go up in the air and they select. But, yeah. Whew. Can you imagine Banchero in a Spurs uniform? I mean, as far as need is concerned, you know, that the power forward, stretch, big.
I would cry tears of joy.
Oh, my goodness.
The thing that we learned about this team in the playoffs is that right now, all we have in this league, you need a Batman and a Robin to be successful in the terms of, you know, making playoff runs, having 40 to 50 plus win seasons, stuff like that, being a bona fide team in the league. You need a Batman and a Robin. This year we found out that we've got our Robin. He's as good as it gets in the league. DeJounte, as good as he is, he can't be your best player. He's not going to lead you to a championship. He's an amazing player, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with being a Robin. Mm-hmm. But you go get Paolo, that dude's a Batman. I mean, he's a 6'10", shoots the 3, handles it like a guard, defends multiple positions. That guy has all the opportunity in the world to be a Batman. So if I'm the Spurs, I'm chasing that so hard. I mean, if I was GM, I would offer up, as much as it pains me, I'd give Keldon our first-round pick and another one to try and move up into that top 3. I would, you know, Keldon's going to be great, but he's another, you know, Robin at best, or he's a role player that can just get you buckets. But I'm trying to go get that Batman for our team. And if that costs you one of our young studs, then so be it. You deal with the ramifications. that come along with, you know, taking away from your solidified roster already. But you got to chase that Batman to add to our Robin right now. You can't waste what DeJounte has been doing, and you've got to add to it. So I'd be throwing everything I could trying to get in that top three.
And Jack, Spurs fans would love you right now in this rebuild. They would be celebrating you being those aggressive moves like that to try to net Banchero. Yeah, it just, you look at him and you're like, that's exactly the missing piece the Spurs team needs.
Yeah.
6'10", forward, stretch, athletic, big, right there.
I mean, that's just it. Imagine if we've done everything I've talked about today, and then we roll out a starting five next year of DeJounte, Zach LaVine, Devin Vassell, Paolo Banchero, and Jakob Poeltl. Imagine that.
I'm trying not to, man. I'm trying to get my hopes up too high.
That would be incredible. Like that would be insane. Ideal. Yeah. So you got to be hyper aggressive. There are stars out there to be taken. We could possibly move up in the drafts. So you just got to put all your chips out on the table and just go for it.
And speaking of putting your chips on the table, if you're a betting person, you want to check out betonline.net, your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all the latest sports development, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of the MLB season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. They even have odds right now on whether or not Popovich will be back coaching the Spurs next season. You want to check it out at betonline.net. Head to the website today, betonline.net. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. They have it all there. I go there when I need to get some information on future lines, whether it be, you know, the odds of DeJounte Murray possibly getting the MIP award, most improved player. Obviously, that didn't happen, but it was good to hear what Vegas has to say about those chances. And in a case you need to make some sporting wagering information, you want to go to betonline.net. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're here with Jack Thompson, San Antonio sports star's very own and co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover. He's going to talk to you about that in just a few seconds. Jack, before I let you go, just a few more house cleaning things I want to do with you here. Going back to Zach LaVine. Is he worth a max contract, though? Would you give him a max deal?
Yeah, I think I would. I mean, like you said, he averaged 24 points a game last season. That's a guy that can come in and really do some serious work for you. So, yeah, I think he's earned that in his career. I mean, he's two-time All-Star. Kind of hard to underpay a guy like that. Especially, I mean, if you're the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
It's already hard to bring in free agents. Especially guys that are multiple-time All-Stars. So, you probably might have to overpay a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing for San Antonio. You know, it's not a free agent's destination. Yeah. So if you want those big name free agents to come, well, you're going to have to pony up. And the good news is that the Spurs do have the money to raise the stakes and offer a player some good money if they are looking to leave their team. In this case, you know, Zach LaVine. There's been no rumblings where that he wants to leave or, you know, stay in Chicago. Obviously, their season just ended. It's still fresh, but definitely something to keep an eye on. Definitely Murray wants him to be.
I can't imagine that Murray just tweeted that on his own accord. I mean, he and Zach had to have been talking about it, and it got DeJounte excited. So that's why.
I mean, we've seen this before. Remember that infamous video years ago of Kyrie and KD talking about teaming up?
Yeah.
It was like kind of caught an All-Star break. You know, somebody got video of them. You know, so players do talk, man.
Yeah.
And look, if Murray is out there recruiting, I'm down with that.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we need him to recruit because he is now a voice in this league. He's someone that other players look at as, wow, that guy's really good. I'd like to play with him. So he's our lead dog, and we need him to, you know, bolster us up and try to recruit.
Yeah, and one more thing with Paolo. Again, he's not the projected number one. The Spurs have a 20% shot at vaulting into those top picks. So that's just food for thought, everybody. Jack mentioned it. You know, he's not a solid number one overall. But if the Spurs can make a move, yeesh, we'd love to see Paolo in a Spurs uniform. Jack, let's talk about the Saturday morning hangover. You and James, pleasure holding it down on Saturdays for the Star. Tell us all about it.
Oh, man. That was Saturday morning hangover. Me and my boy Pledge, we're going to wake you up with all this week's biggest headlines in the sporting news, whether that be NFL draft, NBA offseason, college football, transfer portal for college basketball, MLB. We hit it all. We're going to hit all the major storylines. We're going to make it fun. We're going to joke around, have fun with it. Pretty lighthearted. And then right after that, from 11 to noon, we jump into the post up. And that's where we talk strictly hoops for an hour. We break down all the major storylines. We'll talk a lot of Spurs offseason, what we think the Spurs need to do, whether that be Zach LaVine, Paolo, anything we just mentioned. And we also have a little bit of a segment called Out of Bounds, in which we talk about our favorite sneakers that we've seen recently.
Nice. That's my favorite one.
So if any of that, you know, tickles your fancy, come check us out on sasportstar.com. We are 103.3 FM, 1250 AM. You can always check us out online and just tune in, man. It's a great show, great time.
And make sure to follow Jack on Twitter at Jack_Thompson33. But you want to do it right now. You got the draft ahead. He is a guru when it comes to college prospects. At Jack_Thompson33. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast. We want to hear what you have to say about Murray's infamous tweet now of LaVine in a Spurs uniform. What do you think? Where there's smoke, there's fire. In this case, an inferno. Something happening that we don't know, that he knows. Let us know again at Jack_Thompson33, at Jeff G Spurs. So and subscribe to Locked On Spurs, whether it be YouTube, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. It's all there. Make sure to check it out. And we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. So for Jack Thompson, I'm Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.